This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 FM KJJR, and this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser. Our sponsors, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And we want to welcome a first-timer to the show today. She is Dawn Moore. She's the owner and co-owner, actually, with a great new place here in Montana. It's, I hope I get this right, Anamkara. Do I have it right?
Yep, you do.
And this is a nursery, right?
It is.
I've heard a lot about this, and now we're going to learn more about it for the public from you. Now, this is a place that's been in business for, a year now?
Yep.
So you're fledgling at it? And what do you think so far? I mean, just a little brief description so far. How's it going?
So far, it's been really, really great. We've had a lot of interest from the community, and that's been really heartwarming. We're just two ladies that love plants and want to do something really cool for the environment. And so we decided to team up and build Anamkara. So.
And when you started Anamkara, you have a partner as well. Her name is Joni.
I do. My partner is Joni Hansen, and she is the brains behind the gardens at the Conrad Mansion. And I'm very lucky to have her and her plant expertise.
I've driven by there so many times and just in awe of what happens on the grounds there in the last several years.
Yeah, she's made some beautiful things happen there with the team. So,
well, before we get to talking about the nursery itself and all that you have going on, let's hear about yourself. I detect a little bit of an accent.
I am. I'm originally from the UK. My family and I immigrated here, 20 years ago. And I've spent the majority of my time bouncing around the U.S., kind of finding our favorite place to be. I married a farmer rancher from Wyoming, and we settled in Montana about 7 years ago.
Well, you better say hi to him. What's his name?
Yeah, his name is Tony Moore.
Tony Moore.
Yep.
Okay, so you enjoying the farming?
I do enjoy it. It's, you know, being a farmer's wife has its own collection of positive and negatives for sure.
Maybe he's a gardener's husband.
That is true. He shares me with the garden just as much as I share him with the farm.
So. Okay, so how did you get from farming? Was it wheat?
Yes.
Yeah, so, okay, wheat farming into starting a nursery.
So originally in Washington State, he ran 6,800 acres in wheat.
Yeah.
And as he's always been a man of the mountains, dry land, large farming was just in an area that he spent so much time in and missed that recreation and those walks and things that make his life worth doing all the things that he does. And so being from Wyoming was a little too far out for me.
Yeah.
So we just kind of looked at the map and picked a spot, and here we are. So 7 years later, I think we made the best choice possible.
And you were telling me earlier that you kind of grew up with your hands in dirt in England, and you're still doing it.
Yeah. So we are from south of London. I grew up in a little town of Banstead in Surrey. And part of, growing up was taking long walks and being really connected with nature, farming in little allotments, and just kind of continuing that lifestyle. And then obviously marrying into wheat and farming just kind of progressed that for us as a family, and then deciding to do this with Joni. So.
Well, you're in the right state for it, I can tell you that.
Thanks. Yeah, we love it here.
But I've been looking at your website. It sounds like you're putting together and have put together a beautiful business out there. And how would you describe it for someone like me? I've never been out there. Just describe it for us a little bit.
Well, we are lucky enough to be situated on the Double K Ranch in Kyla, Montana, and it is, I believe, about 900 acres in hay and red and black Angus cattle. So we have probably one of the most beautiful places in the world here in the Flathead Valley to work and grow. Our focus is more on perennials, trees, and shrubs. We do have some beautiful baskets and annuals as well. Every year we'll do a small segment of that. But our passion, Joni and I specifically, want to bring things that will come back every year and grow here healthy in our zone. And so that's kind of the focus that we chose to lead with our nursery. you know, two women and a passion and two greenhouses and just a little spot here, you know, in the Flathead. So
what have you learned most about yourself since you started this thing? Because that's a big venture to take on.
Gosh, what have I learned? So much. So from having the best business partner in the world, I mean, what my knowledge as far as plant care is concerned has just grown exponentially since we started this. I considered myself quite the green thumb before and realized I was, you know, I had so much more to learn and grow. And so that was really fun. Joni and I's relationship and just cultivating things beautifully together has been really great too. And just finding out that I work a lot, you know, a lot.
And you're able to work a lot. That's cool.
I live where I work and I work where I live. And that's a plus and a minus for any farmer's wife. Yeah. I will know. But it's turned out to be really positive and healthy. So,
well, you're hearing the voice of Dawn Moore here. She's the owner, or at least co-owner, too, of Anamkara. I'm going to get that right by the end of this interview if it takes me all day. But we'll be back with part two and talk to you more about, you got a lot of things happening here, some pretty cool prices and discounts we want to talk about coming up in just a few. This is Focus on the Flathead on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and we'll be right back.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our Plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR's Focus on the Flathead is back. I'm your host, Ross Strauser. And as always, our archives are available at kjjr.com. Our sponsors, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And for part two of the show, we're talking to Dawn Moore. She's the co-owner of Anamkara. Dawn, welcome back. You're in Kyla, Montana. And where in Kyla are you?
We're about 2 miles down Browns Meadow Road. So right as you come into Kyla there at the Kyla Pub, you'll cross the bridge and straight down, you'll find us on the left-hand side in the corner.
Here's the phone number, 888-406-4769. Mm-hmm. Info at anamkaranursery.com. You can contact, stop on by because the place sounds beautiful and it looks beautiful. And let's talk about some of the things you have going right now. The new nursery, by the way, you've been in business for about a year. Some amazing sales. Let's talk about it. Hanging baskets. Montanans love hanging baskets. Have you noticed that?
I have.
What do you have going in that area?
We have several different sizes and lots of color variation to choose from. A lot of beautiful petunias and other things. We're able to get pretty creative as we're a little smaller. So Joni and I have really looked at a lot of color and just different things here to make them extra beautiful in order to kind of celebrate that and our creativity and letting you guys kind of bring it home and create with yours. We put them on sale. So
nice. Hey, what we failed to talk about in the first half is you have some children too, and they're helping out a little bit. What are your kids' names?
I do. I have my oldest son. His name is Ben, and he's 15. He's a Flathead High School student, big-time football player, and really great help around the nursery as far as lifting all the heavy things for me. And I have a middle kiddo, Jay. He is going to also be at Flathead this year, starting 9th grade. And he also works at the greenhouse. My daughter picks it every now and then. And
what's her name?
Her name is Mina. She is an 8th grader here this year at Kyla School.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and they're the greatest help I could imagine. They're just wonderful.
Must be nice. You paying them?
I am, yeah.
Wow.
Benjamin and Jalen, they get paid this year. They're very excited about that. They're of age. Mina gets to help me out here and there.
We talked about the hanging baskets, but there's more going on. I have a big 10% off sale and quite a few items. What do you have going
there? Yeah, we've got 10% off salvia, We have a lot of different variations of lilies that we have also 10%, and then Veronica as well.
And what about landscapers? They must love you over there in Kyla because they don't have to come all the way to Kalispell.
Yeah, so we have had a lot of them stop in, which we're really excited about. And they are super important to us. We wanted to gear towards them and plant things that represented and added to the beauty that we have around us here that we're very lucky to have.
Yeah, trees.
Yeah, trees and shrubs. Particularly, we have a lot more of those than we do other things. That's kind of our primary focus with Anamkara is the tree shrubs.
Here's a pop quiz for you. What is the best growing tree? I don't know the answer to this, but I know you do. Fastest growing tree around this area that you could think of?
The fastest growing tree around this area that I've seen is probably a hybrid willow.
Wow.
However, they do require quite a bit of water, and so you'll find them down by our streams. Some super hardy trees, alternative to those, a little slower growing, however, would be Thuja. We see a lot of that around the valley, super hardy, does really well through our winter. So we have a couple variations of different plants that will do really well.
So you must have to do some serious research to pick what works here in our area.
It was a challenge. We have a very tight growing zone here, a lot of greenhouses can provide and show a lot of variety. However, not all that variety is appropriate for our zone. And so one of the rules that Joni and I sat down and went over was that everything we have at the greenhouse, we want to be successful here in the valley. And so we stuck with those zones and have different variations of color and design throughout them. But everything we have at the greenhouse, other than the annuals and the baskets, will survive here happily.
15 years already of knowledge and education experience. Is that just you or between you two? Or what is that?
That would be between. That's a combination of Joni and I. Joni has been in plant care management and design for her whole life. She has wanted to be in the dirt since she was 3, and she's maintained that throughout her life. And some great examples of that are the Carmide Mansion and other projects she's done around the valley privately. I do the majority of our financials. I manage our inventory and do quite a bit of plant care under the supervision of Joni, I might add. She's a wonderful sidekick for me when it comes to, you know, growing beautiful things here. She's just great knowledge. So.
Well, we want to thank you for coming in, Dawn. This is fascinating stuff, and I'm glad you're here. And things are going pretty well for you so far on this first year. So congratulations on making it for the first year.
Thank you very much.
And if you're looking for just in anything in the way of plants and annuals and perennials and trees and shrubs, if you're a landscaper, we're going to recommend Dawn and Joni. Is it Joni?
It is Joni.
And they are Anamkara. And here it is again, 1150 Browns Meadow Road, Kyla. Info at AnamkaraNursery.com. Here's the phone number, 888-406-4769.
Thanks for
again.
Having
Come
me.
Back and see us. We gotta get more information on it. Anything
right,
you have events happening, let us know about it.
Thanks so much.
All right, have a great one. Focus on the Flathead. That is our show for this week. We'll be back next week with yet another one right here on News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR. Have a great weekend.